Right, sorry. Thank you, Amy, for telling me that you couldn't hear me. I thought that I'd switch the mic on, but hopefully you can hear me now. So I'll start again. My little spiel was great to be great to be with you again this morning, and yeah, lovely to be with you again today. Just thank you as well to Matt and Amy for last week. Wasn't it great actually having Matt and Amy host us last week, wasn't it? And I think they're going to do that again for us again in a few weeks' time as well. So. And great as well, Steve. Thank you for your word last week. It was great to hear from you. Really, really helpful words. So thank you, Steve. And hopefully we get a few other folks to share if we're carrying on with this for a little while longer. Hey, so brilliant. Great. Just a couple of great to see so many of you logged on as well there, saying hi on the feed. Hi to you all as well. Just a few very quick sort of notices to you, just to remind you. I think I showed you probably saw it if you were here just a little while ago. There's After we finish this after this morning, we're going to be having a coffee hangout on Zoom. So if you can sort of get yourself into Zoom, we'll put this slide up when we finish this morning. So you'll have the ID number there and the password to get in. The idea is just log in, and if there's quite a few of us, then Matt and Amy will organise us into sort of little breakout rooms. That's something you can do within Zoom. And like normally we'd sit around four or five around a table, so four or five in a breakout room in Zoom and just have a coffee and a chat, because that's something we like doing on a Sunday morning, isn't it? Normally we hang around, have a chat and talk and stuff, and so we thought we'd try and replicate that a little bit using Zoom this morning, and we'll see how it goes. Brilliant. Just as well, just to say to you that there'll be no prayer time this evening, and as of the week after, we'll be having some different times during the week. Thank you to all of you who filled in the poll and gave us an indication. An indication that you sorry, can you actually hear me, or have I just had another text to say that you can't hear me? Okay, great. Yes, so I think you can hear me, can't you? Yes, great. Yes, so thanks for filling in the poll, and yeah, so we'll let you know this week. There won't be any prayer time specifically this week. Obviously, pray in your connect groups and with one another and stuff like that. That would be great. And by that, on that, talking about connect groups, if you'd like to join a connect group during the week, just on a Zoom, then just let us know, admin@rolcc, .co.uk. Okay, admin@rolcc.co.uk. Brilliant. And as well, just you might like this as well, really, just a bit of a good news as well. You may not know that we just had one little job that, well, wasn't so little really, but one job that we really needed to just finish, to completely get the building work all finished at Chalkstone, although we've been using it and stuff. And we wanted to integrate the alarm system so that the original part of the building had an alarm system that was probably put in when it was built, and so that needed integrating with the new part. And so we, but it was going to cost, well, about £6,000, £6,500 at least. So big job. So anyway, I've been applying to some grants, applying for to see if we can get some money for that. And I had an email this, a letter this week to say that All Churches Trust have given us £6,000 so we can get the alarm fitted. So by the time we move back in, hopefully on a Sunday morning, or start using the centre again, hopefully we'll have a brand new alarm system. So thank you if you were praying for that, and or if you didn't know about it, let's just thank God anyway, shall we? So let's commit the Lord this to the Lord, shall we, this morning. And Father, we thank you for our time to be together, the opportunity that it is to just connect and to pray together and to remember you, that you're at the heart of all that we are and all that we do, Jesus. And Lord, I just want to pray this morning, God, that you would bless the time that we have, and you'd speak to us in various ways, in Jesus' name. Amen. Great. Okay. Let's just read some scripture together, shall we? Very passage that you'll all know. In the last days, from Acts chapter 2, verses 17 to 21. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Holy Spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. Even those days, I will pour out my spirit on my servants. I will pour out my spirit on both men and women. When I do, they will prophesy. Brilliant. Great. Okay. Well, it's been a lovely weekend, hasn't it? And the sun's been shining. Well, I know it's changing a little bit now, but it was great to see so many people embracing, remembering VE Day on Friday, and just lovely to see all the bunting up and see, folks having. I know we're having to do it in a socially isolated way or just within our own households, but people having sort of their sandwiches and in the background, well, afternoon tea is a very British thing to do, isn't it? Afternoon tea and Victoria sponge, it wouldn't be like afternoon tea without Victoria sponge with it. It's just lovely to see all of that, wasn't it, really? And just people dressing up in costume, in period in the 1940s and themes and stuff like that. It's just lovely to see a little bit of fun, if you like, in the middle of everything, isn't it? And for us to, we still can enjoy ourselves. And as well, just to hear from Her Majesty the Queen as well. She just seems to be somebody who has the ability just to rise to the occasion, doesn't she? And to say, and to say that our streets are not empty, but they're filled with love. And I just think that's a lovely thought, isn't it, really? That our streets are not empty, but they're filled with love. Something that we can all sort of dwell on, that thought, perhaps. VE Day on 1945 itself, was a watershed moment, wasn't it? For the everybody knew that moment on that day, everybody celebrated. The worst was over, the victory was won, and the war was finished. And I guess, what an amazing day. What an amazing day, a moment. I can't even begin to imagine what that must have felt like for all those folks that were there actually on that day. But of course, the next morning they woke up, and then they had the sort of mammoth task of having to rebuild and to redesign the world and get back and find a new life and to sort of get normal living happening again. And I guess even those days, there probably would have been those that would be saying, can't wait to get back to normal. But actually, of course, that wasn't actually ever going to happen, was it, really? Normal would be different. There would be a new normal, to use the current phrase that's going around. And there were sort of off the, after the war, so many, I guess, sociological changes in society that would have just been huge. And it's not for us to sit and think about all those. Just the easy one would have been, the change for women in society, really, because for many of them during the war, they would have been taking on roles that would have traditionally been men's roles. They would have been having to be in charge of their families in ways that perhaps that for many homes that hadn't worked. And it was in one sense a very big step in sort of change things, if you like, in societal terms, towards the equality of men and women. Sadly, we're not fully there yet, are we? But certainly that would have been one of the things that changed off the back of that. And we could spend time thinking about the different sociological changes. But what didn't happen is it didn't go back to just the way it was before. The event caused huge sociological changes in society. Now, I know we have to be careful about bringing too many analogies between World War II and current crisis that's taking place, but people are you bringing those comparisons, aren't they? And I don't think yet we've had our watershed moment, have we, in the COVID pandemic. But certainly, one of the dialogues around is, you'll hear people saying, some people saying, can't wait to get back to normal. And you'll hear other people saying, well, there isn't going to be the same norm. There's going to be a new normal. And I don't know really what that is, but it might, who knows really? It's probably too early to say. But, I'm guessing there will be some real changes in our world that will come off the back of this, societal changes that will come off the back of this. I don't feel I'm equipped to really talk in terms of society in general, but certainly in the church world, there's been similar conversations taking place, haven't there, really? For some people saying, I just can't wait to get back to normal, and others saying, well, there'll be. I was with a group of leaders on a Zoom meeting just a few weeks back, and a few were saying, this is going to change church forever, and I said, for me, I said, well, it might do, but actually, I think it's still too early to say. I think it's still early to say. There is this, what will we look like as church off the back of this? Well, what I think we definitely can do is I think we can, and it does afford us an opportunity to do, is to be thinking about what we value as church. What's really important in church? What is it that actually we were doing before, and actually, does it really matter? What new ways of doing things have we found? You know, I don't know, it's been great in some respects, hasn't it, with the sort of the Zoom world, the Zoom Christian world, you know, been going to meetings and not having, you know, some of our Connect group, you know, have quite a drive to get home and they haven't had to do that. I mean, it's not a substitute for being together in the same room, but, you know, there are some things where we might actually think about doing things in a little different. It's been great to have people join us, even in our Connect groups and our prayer meetings on Sunday mornings, that are, you know, hundreds of miles away and from other parts of the world, you know. And those sorts of things, you know, they maybe are changes that will come, but certainly it does give us an opportunity to think about what's important. In a few weeks' time, we will remember in the church world, in the church calendar, we'll be remembering Pentecost. That's the last Sunday of this month, I think. And Pentecost, certainly in church terms, in the Christian world, because Pentecost obviously is a Jewish festival anyway, but in the church world, it's the day when we remember the coming of the Holy Spirit on the after the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus back into heaven. And you know, that in one sense, in church terms, was a watershed moment. It was a moment that came after a huge battle, you know, and victory had been won. Jesus had won the battle over evil in our world, and won battle, the decisive battle over evil in our world. He'd won the victory over sin and death, and in that sense was offering a new life, a new victory, a new something that we could occupy. And so, in one sense, that, I don't want to stretch it too far, but that Pentecost was a form of VE Day, if you like, for us in as the church world, that we were celebrating the watershed moment, that God pouring out his Holy Spirit on us was a sort of watershed moment. But yet there was still a lot of work to do. And the world would never be the same again. There would be new norms off the back of that moment. And so perhaps in terms of thinking about our values and what is really important in church, it might be helpful, we thought, really, to think about how that early church, how that new church that emerged, how the early followers of Jesus in that, from those days forward, after that great watershed moment of Pentecost, after the great victory of the cross and the resurrection, how they formed the community that was going to shape and change the world in so many ways for good. How they became a community that of power and of love and of grace, and of how the church that we see in the book of Acts emerged into the world and changed so many things. And so perhaps it is an opportunity for us to think about how we do church and to rethink about how they did church and what was important and value for them. So over the next few weeks, we're going to think about Acts 2, and we're going to think a little bit, you know, as we're thinking about how are we going to emerge from this season, how are we going to carry on through it as we are at the moment, how are we adapting, and how are we going to emerge from it, to just be revisiting some of those fundamental parameters of community life in church terms that we see in the book of Acts, and particularly in Acts chapter 2. We're particularly going to spend some time thinking around Acts 2, 42 through to 47, where it talks about how the church were devoted. A devoted community, they're devoted to the apostles' teaching, to sharing life together in fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer and the sharing of, you know, their goods and all that sort of stuff, really. And so we'll think a little bit about some of those things and what that looks like for us in lockdown, but also what it looks like for us emerging from that. And maybe we can just share some thoughts around those. But just briefly this morning, thought really just to revisit that scripture that I read just a little while ago. Do you know, actually, Acts 2 and, you know, 40, that's of the account of the of Peter explaining what happens on Pentecost, and the quote from the prophet Joel there is one of my most favourite passages of scripture. There's so much that we could unpack from this morning, but just maybe a couple of thoughts. One is that, you know, this was a prophecy that Peter stands up and uses on the day of Pentecost that was given to a chap called Joel, a prophet called Joel, many, many, many years, hundreds of years before that day of Pentecost. And so in that sense, what we could say is that when Peter gets up and says, this is that which Joel spoke of, that Joel predicted many years ago, what he was saying was that what is going to emerge from the pouring out of God's power and presence on the day of Pentecost, what is going to emerge from this is something that has always been in the heart of God, that God has been moving history towards. Now, we might have many questions about why God doesn't do something about certain things in our world. We might have many questions about sometimes our feelings of God seeming inaction. But what we do see in this and in many other places in Scripture is that although sometimes we might have those questions, God is moving history forward towards a better place. And ultimately it will be the perfect place. But now in that in between, he gives us a snapshot in this of what a better community can look like. You know, we could think about how it was a community that was where God would pour out his spirit on all people, that there would be no racial bias, there should be no racism within the Church of Jesus Christ, of how there was no gender bias, you know, on my servants, both men and women. You know, our church should be the most egalitarian community in the world, really. Sadly, it's not always been that. It's going to be a community that doesn't have ageism, because both young and old will have dreams and visions, and young and old will speak for God. Our sons and daughters will speak for God. It should be a community that is shaping society by its freshness and its radical equality and its lack of isms. We could talk a lot about that. But actually what I just thought, perhaps we could, in one sense, just to think about really is how what we see in that, those thoughts that we've just touched on there, the inherent thought in that is that God wants to pour out his spirit and to use all people, to work through all people, to empower all people, to be able to be a force for good and to live a better life and to be more fulfilled in themselves. And in that sense, it was a snapshot of a different type of community. Many years ago, I heard a chap called Jamie Buckingham talking, and he was talking about the early days of what's called the Charismatic Movement. Charismatic Movement was something that emerged in the sort of 60s and 70s, perhaps, and just was exploring the gifts of the Holy Spirit for today. And in that, he was saying that they'd had this conference, I think it was in Tel Aviv, and they'd had lots of people speaking, there'd been great moves of God, and then it was the last night, the Friday evening, and this well-known speaker preached, and this chap, Jamie Buckingham, was in the audience. He looked around, he said, and it was completely flat. He said, just nothing seemed to be happening. Not really great response, you know, and things. And then the chap who was preaching, he finished his preaching, he said, I just would like some friends of mine to pray. And he invited this couple up to pray, and nobody knew them. They were a little couple from the bush in Malawi, and he asked them to pray. And this chap, Jamie Buckingham, said, as they started to pray, he said, a power fell in that room that was just awesome. You know, so many people were just touched by the Spirit of God, and their lives were transformed. There was people weeping, there was people changing, you know, repenting of things they shouldn't have been doing. There were people that were healed. There was an amazing move of God. And he said, in that moment, he said, I realized that this movement can't be about big names on platforms doing amazing things. It has to be about unknown people being used by God to release his purposes and his powers into the world. It has to be about all of us using the gifts that God has given us and finding significance and making a difference. And so in this sort of lockdown, emerging from the lockdown world that we find ourselves, church for me has to be about us all being empowered of God. You know, if you're in lockdown, you still are in a place where God can do things with you and through you. You know, wherever you are right now, God is moving with you and through you. At the beginning of this year, we started with what we called a 2020 vision, didn't we? We looked back for 20 years and we're looking forward for 20 years. And part of that, we thought, we were saying we want to grow as being a church of every member ministry, everybody using what God has given them. It wasn't just sort of like some random thought to last week to get Matt and Amy to host and to have Steve share and to be getting other people to get and Ruth to pray the other week and to get other people involved on Sunday morning, because even within our streaming, even within the way that we're doing this, it still needs to be about every member ministry, doesn't it? About all of us being involved, because God's voice is heard and seen when we together make up church. So, moving forward, let's walk into that empowerment of the Spirit for all. Let's realize and remember that in this emerging church that is going to come from this season, that it's going to be more about us all being who God has called us to be. If you're not sure what that is for you, well then start to ask Him. Start to ask God to show you what you can be doing. And there'll be things and dreams and things that burn in your heart that will emerge that I know that God will bless. And I'm looking forward to seeing how that things emerge from that. So let's pray, shall we? Let's pray. Holy Spirit, inhabit the words that we've shared. Speak to each one of us, I pray. In Jesus' name. And as we're just in an attitude of prayer, maybe you just want to say to God, God, if you felt that God touched you or challenged you or spoke to you, just say, God, I'm going to talk to you about that later. So let's break bread together now, shall we? And actually, before we do that, I think it might be good if we just spent a few moments in prayer as well, actually, for the things that are happening around us. And I noticed that Fiona put on there a little while ago that your uncle is on the mend there. He's obviously got a long way to go, Fiona, but that's really great. I do encourage you to put prayers on the sheet, on the feed there if you do, because we do pick them up and we pray for them in our prayer times, and we make sure that, you know, they are prayed for outside of our stream times together. So do feel free to write your prayers in there, won't you? So let's just pray, shall we, just for a few moments. Father, thank you for the encouragement just of this morning that we see that Fiona's uncle, Lord, seems it's through that past the worst. And we pray for a complete and rapid recovery for him now, Lord, and for your blessing, Father God, upon him. Lord, we pray for any families that are affected, any individuals that are affected directly by the virus at the moment. Lord, we thank you that it seems the infection rates are coming down. And that, Lord Jesus, it seems that we're past the peaks of these things, Lord. But we do just continue to pray for anyone that is critically ill right now, Father, for your hand of mercy in their life and for your healing touch. We pray, Lord Jesus, for family and friends and that, Lord, are affected. We pray, God, that you too would be their source of peace and strength and comfort, Lord. We pray, Lord, continue to pray for a vaccine for this to emerge. Oh God, for this virus to stop. And Father, for it to not be something that is disrupting so many lives and so many things, Lord, in this way as it is at the moment. And Father, we pray for our politicians and those that affect the decisions we make. Lord, we pray for this afternoon's announcement that, God, we do pray for ongoing wisdom and that, Lord, right choices will be made, and that, Lord, you give us all courage and strength to keep to that which is right and proper and wise, Father. And we pray, Lord, for those that are experiencing hardship, whether in our own nation or in other places around the world. We pray for your provision and your peace, Father. And Lord, if you are calling any one of us, Lord, to be the answer to somebody's prayer, whether it's just to make a phone call, to financially provide, to resort to get shopping, whatever it may be, then God, help us to have ears to hear what your Spirit is saying. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to break bread together now, as we have been doing. I know that for many of us, we find this valuable time, and I'm pleased that we do, because when we break bread together, we are essentially saying we want Jesus at the centre of all that we do. It's great to meet together. It'll be great to have a bit of a social time in a minute in the coffee time, won't it? But first and foremost, we want to remember that Jesus at the centre of all that we are. So let me just read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So I'm just going to give us a few moments to reflect and to pause, and then we'll take the bread and to remember that Christ died for us. We'll drink the juice and remember that his blood gives us access to a new covenant. And then once we've done that, I'm going to play a worship song that Matt has recorded for us this week. It was great to have, really, really great to Tom and Nicola last week. It's such a blessing, really. And Matt's recorded one for us this week. We'll go straight into that. And let me just encourage you, wherever you are, just to join in worship with him and to just respond to God in the worship song. So let's just pause for a moment, and I'll say let's eat together, and then I'll say let's drink. So let's pause and reflect. Thank you, Lord, for your body, which was broken for us. Thank you, Lord, for your blood, which was shed for us. We thank you, Lord, that you give us access to this great relationship that we have with you. We love you, God. Let's worship together, shall we?
Let the King of my mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, is my song. You are good. No, you are good. never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. 'Cause you are good, good. Whoa. You are good, good.
Brilliant. Thank you, Matt. That was awesome, wasn't it? So thank you. So let's just pray and then we'll finish. Father, thank you for another time to be together, Lord, the opportunity to be together, albeit electronically, Lord, but we just do love you. We think you're amazing. And I pray, oh God, that you will be in this week and whatever we're doing, wherever we are, Lord, God, you will be with us. In Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you. So please head on over to the Zoom, won't you, to Zoom Coffee Time, and hopefully might see one or two of you over there in just a few moments. So Lord bless you. Great to be with you again.
This is great. Oh.